We're talking with Tony Clark, Cedar Point's Director of Communications. Tony, another big season of Cedar Point underway. I guess it's safe to say you're ready for the crowds.
We are, and you know, we're super excited that actual guests get to ride Valraven. We've been riding it and testing it out and getting a feel for the experience. And now that actual people have been on it, I think all of our excitement is now starting to translate. And coming up this weekend, it'll be our guests' first chance to get on and experience for themselves.
It's funny how every year or every couple of years, there's a new coaster that takes over everybody's excitement. But even beyond Valraven, there's still a lot of outstanding coasters here.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're not the roller coaster capital of the world for nothing. I mean, we're known for our 18 roller coasters, the diversity in the roller coasters. It's not just about the quantity. It's the different styles. We have, you know, coasters for kids, coasters for intermediate fans, and we also have the extreme coasters like Valraven. So having all of those here, there's no other collection like it on Earth, and we're happy to have it right here in Sandusky.
Now, I should tell you that I own a Magnum t-shirt from back in the day when that first came out, so you can tell them how many times I've come out to a media event.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that they're able to come up with a coaster that you have not done before.
Oh, yeah.
A dive coaster. This is a new term, I guess?
It's not a new term. It's new to probably most people in the United States. So dive coasters are not very, you don't see them very often. There's only three in North America now, and this is the third one. There's others around the world, but they're much smaller. This is the biggest one on Earth. It's the tallest, fastest, longest. And the dive coaster is a different kind of coaster in that you don't get to the top of the hill and just go. We take you to the top of the hill. You make a slight little turn to the right, but you get this time to enjoy the view of Lake Erie, Sandusky Bay. Then we dangle you over the edge of the ride for 4 seconds before we release you for that drop. And that's the signature element of a dive coaster, is that hold at the top before you dive straight down.
This is just another way to play mind games with us, I guess?
That's exactly what it was. I think I heard something about mental trickery to mess with your mind. Absolutely. I mean, it's that fear of heights. It's that fear of when is this going to happen. You just don't know, that surprise element. And we say 4 seconds, but when you get up there and count, it feels like an eternity. And that's the surprise, is when is it going to release you to go on that ride? And that's what's been fun to watch this morning, too.
Well, being in radio, you know, every second seems like it could last forever. Even just looking at this structure, if someone's coming in, and usually that's the first time they see it when they're coming into the parking lot or something, it's very intimidating the way it looks.
It is, and the structure is bigger because the trains are bigger. So when you see the trains that you ride in, they're not like any trains at Cedar Point. You're sitting eight across, and that's something that most people probably have never seen, and there's only three rows. So the cool thing is you can bring seven of your friends, and all of you can ride in the front row instead of two or four. And if you sit in the second or third rows, it's stadium seating. So the second row is higher than the first, and the third is higher than the second. So everybody gets that awesome view of Cedar Point and the surrounding area.
Now, I saw earlier from a TV broadcast from that, it looked to me, maybe it's just sort of perception, that some of the back rows looked like they sort of moved a little independently from parts of it, or is that just an illusion?
I think it was an illusion that you were looking at. So each row is connected together, but each one of them can articulate on their own. So the seats themselves don't move. The entire row does. So when you're going through an inversion, the first row will experience it before the second row and then the third row. But that's just to make sure that they can actually travel through them. So the illusion's there, but it really is all together.
Now, people always try to find out where the best spot is to sit. Sometimes they like it in the front. Are the ends different than the middles, I guess?
Every seat on this ride is a different experience. So if you sit in the front and the center, you're going to feel a little bit, I would say, if your brain tricks you, you feel more safe because you're right above the track. If you sit on the outside ends of the row, you can literally dangle and look down at the ground. The front row is a different experience than the back row because there's more forces in the back, but the front row gets the best view of the drop and the dive. So really, ride this thing, I would say, at least 4 to 6 times and find that sweet spot for you, but the experience is different every time you ride it.
And they said this is also, I guess, the longest. I mean, there's a lot of different adjectives to describe where you hold the record with that.
Mm-hmm. It's actually about two minutes and 23 seconds is the full experience, and 3,415 feet of track is what the length of the ride is itself. It's the longest of all the dive coasters on Earth, and most of them are pretty short. You do the two dives, there's maybe one or two inversions, but we've added an inversion, we've given more track to it, and given you also an airtime hill at the very end of the ride to let you lift up out of your seat a little bit, and then the ride concludes after that.
Well, we know that this is the big Velraven. That is what people will be coming to Cedar Point this year. Any other new things that are happening in the park that people may want to know about?
There's definitely always new things at Cedar Point that are not just, it's always not about the big thrill ride. So the Velraven is definitely our big star this year. But, you know, we're upgrading luminosity. There's going to be more aerial performers. It's going to be a newer mix of music. It's our nighttime show that starts in June. We also have a new Frontier Inn restaurant in the back of the park in Frontier Town. It's going to serve hand-battered chicken tenders and chicken sandwiches and chicken salads. So that's new for us. There's a couple of new Coca-Cola freestyle locations in the park. We've upgraded one of our fresh-cut, world-famous fresh-cut fry stands and give it more of a visual appeal. So you'll see little subtle changes like that throughout the park, and we try to do that every year when we build new rides, but clearly Velraven is the star in 2016.